This last week, I received a letter from a friend of mine here in town, a very active member of this congregation. In fact, we shared the letter at a staff retreat that we held Monday. The entire pastoral staff here at the church retreated on Monday and spent the day together. And we shared this word because oftentimes God speaks through members of the body, a very positive word that we need to hear in leadership. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate the correspondence, the communication that we get from those of you who are here. But this particular letter was also a letter of exhortation, saying that what they thought God was saying, that what we really needed more than anything else was an intimate walk with Jesus Christ, that was the most important thing. Everything else is important. Our Christian growth, our fellowship together, all of the other things, but the end result of all that needs to be that we enter into a very deep, personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a mystical relationship. That's a communal relationship. That's a non-comprehensive relationship, and it really defies any kind of definition or description, because with each one of us it'll be a different kind of relationship. But that Jesus becomes close to us. He is God's Son. He is God's projection to us here on earth. And that the end result of everything we do and have should be to walk with Him. That's the whole purpose of this. I've been very much aware over the last several months of my life that God has been doing something inside of me. And it has to do with the whole area of restoration. Jackie and I have talked about this at length together, that there's a number of people in my life back across the years that I have hurt, I have lied to, I have misled them, I have twisted their lives, I have bent them in wrong directions. And there's a number of people like that. I mean, it goes way back, years and years and years. And one of the things that God has been saying very, very clearly to me is that He wants me to see those relationships restored. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be as they were. But there must be a restoration, that the purpose of the gospel, the purpose of this Bible, the purpose of God being here on this earth, all goes back to that thing that Joel was talking about, that prophecy that was uttered, that the years that the locust have eaten will be restored. And that has more to do with just grain fields in Israel. Has to do with a spiritual relationship with God. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. That walk that was destroyed with God, when Adam and Eve were able to walk with God in the cool of the garden and have fellowship with Him and know Him and be known by them and have perfect communion and not have to worry about their nakedness. That God wants that restored. Totally restored. To where I can walk with Him and know Him. And that when I get in my car and I drive a little rabbit that has a diesel engine in it, and it takes 8 or 9 seconds after I turn my ignition key on for the little glow plug light to go off so that I know that I can crank it, that I've got 8 seconds there that I can commune with my Lord. I just have to sit there and look at the dash panel, and rather than waste that time, that I can spend those 8 seconds in perfect communion with my Father as we walk in the garden together. And that's not in interceding for anybody. That's a part of what I do. Intercede for my loved ones, intercede for those who have problems. But most of all, I need to know Him. I need to walk with Him. Let Him walk with me. And so there's hundreds of those little 8-second periods in my day. When I'm doing this or doing that, or that every moment needs to have that kind of intimacy about it. What do you think about when you brush your teeth? What a beautiful time to thank God and to spend a little time. You're already in a position of prayer bent over. Might as well go ahead and just walk with Him. God doesn't care if you've got your mouth full of Colgate or not. He really doesn't. I mean, to know Him and to walk with Him in intimacy. That's what restoration is. That which sin broke down, that which sin in my life has broken down to where I don't know Him and I can't commune with Him, that's restored through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man enters unto the Father but by me. And so through Jesus Christ, I enter into the Father and I know Him. That restoration goes into relationships. Across the last several months, it's not anything that I have done, but God has been very, very gracious to me as He has allowed people to come back into my life that I have touched or heard. And there's been a healing touch now going forth, rather than the old selfish touch, which was always grasping and pulling. Now to be able to reach out and to touch in healing. And to say, let me share with you this wonderful Christ who has allowed me to walk in the presence of a loving Heavenly Father. And so those relationships are being restored. So much that the locusts have eaten are being restored. And I come this morning simply to urge you to go back into your garden and to see if you're not ready to walk with God. To see if Jesus Christ, let's put it to the test. Does the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from all sin? If He really has cleansed us from all sin, then we can have communion with our Father. We can walk with Him and He will know us and He will direct us and He will guide us and He will bless our lives and He will meet our needs, every need that we have. Don't be afraid of your garden. Don't be afraid. That angel with the flaming sword that was set at the gate of the garden, turning every way, that angel is not for us. That's only to keep those out who are not under the blood of Jesus Christ. But when you're under the blood of Jesus, you can walk right back to where God intended it from the very beginning. And everything that was destroyed is restored. So as we come this morning to this beautiful communion table, I want to read you a scripture. I want you just to listen as I read. It's an old, old story. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover. Where do you want us to prepare it? They asked. And He replied, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house as he enters, and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there. They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. And so they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this, divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who's going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. And a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them who call themselves benefactors. But you're not like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who's at the table or the one who serves? It is not the one who is at the table. But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. There's three things I sense that Jesus gives to us in this continuing communion, this holy communion. He gives us his forgiveness, still here. For all who ask, he gives it. He gives us his life. The Bible says that the life is in the blood. And as we drink of the cup, which becomes the blood of Jesus consecrated and becoming his real presence here, as we drink of that, there is life in the cup, because life is in the blood. And so for those of you who feel that you're slowly dying, he gives life. For those of you who feel that you're guilty and condemned, he gives forgiveness. But he gives more. He gives forgiveness. He gives life, but he gives us a new covenant. A new covenant. A promise that he will not leave us nor forsake us. A promise that he will walk with us. A promise that he will lead us directly to God the Father, and we can know him. What a brash and arrogant statement to say that we can know the Father of this universe, that we can have communion with him, that we can walk with him and not feel condemned or guilty. But it's all here, it's all ours. I want us to enter into a time of confession and absolution this morning. Confession as we spend a quiet moment together, and you let God work in your heart his wonderful, amazing grace. And then a time of absolution as we declare for all the world to know that on the basis of the confession of our sin, we're set free and we're absolved from all the guilt of sin. And so I want you to sit quietly for a moment with just your eyes closed. And I want you to think in on the things of God. I want you to think about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind those areas that need to be restored. A broken relationship with God, a broken relationship with your husband, a broken relationship with your wife, broken relationships with your parents, broken relationships with your children. Some of you have had dear friends and that relationship has been shattered and broken. God wants to restore that. He wants to restore it. Now let the Holy Spirit bring to your mind all of these things. Just wait quietly before God. I'd like for you to sit with your hands in your laps, your palms upward. For our Lord has a gift He would like to give to you this morning. He wants to give you His grace. He wants to give you His forgiveness. He wants to give you the gift of being set free from your bondage, your guilt. In the mighty and the matchless name of God's incarnate Son, Jesus, I declare that you are absolved, that you are forgiven, that you are set free from all of the sin that you have confessed this morning. That every sin that you have confessed before the Father is under the blood of Jesus Christ. That you are free. That every disease and every element of death that has been brought upon you by sin and by darkness is bound and can no longer have sway in your life. That you are cleansed. That the healing of God is yours this morning. That you are now free to praise and to worship and to enjoy relationships. You are now free to walk with God in the coolness of the evening and to walk with those whose relationships have been shattered and destroyed, that God is now restoring that. You are set free from the bondage of sin and the bondage of the law. Receive the perfect and amazing grace of God. And come now to His table to enter into a time of joyous communion with Him. And as you take of His body, that you receive the fullness of healing. And as you take of His blood, you receive the fullness of forgiveness. And enter into the joy of our Lord. And so each one of you here this morning, regardless of your walk in life, regardless of whether you know Him intimately or only know Him from afar off, regardless of whether you have walked with Him for years or have never even met Him, you are invited this morning to partake of the body and of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For God does not withhold His gifts from anyone. But for all those who will come and sup with Him, He opens the door, pours out His blessings upon you.